SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump says even Democrats are starting to rally around his campaign, making victory over Joe Biden possible in all 50 states.
He's so bad, I think we're going to win them all. All across America, millions of people in so-called blue states are joining our movement based on love, intelligence, and a thing called common sense.
Campaigning in New Jersey today, Mr. Trump added the country would be hurt by another 4 years of Joe Biden.
You know in your heart that this country is not going to survive four more years of crooked Joe Biden. He's crooked and he's corrupt and he's incompetent. Other than that, he's doing quite a good job.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Russia is ramping up attacks in eastern Ukraine.
In the coming weeks, Russia will likely increase the intensity of fires and commit additional troops in an attempt to establish a shallow buffer zone along the Ukrainian border. We are confident in the Ukrainian armed forces, and we are working around the clock to get them the equipment, the tools, the weapons that they need to defend against these attacks.
Also at SRNnews.com, attacks against bird flu.
The new funds include $101 million to continue work to prevent, test, track, and treat animals and humans potentially affected by the bird flu. The Department of Health and Human Services adds the aid includes up to $28,000 each to help individual farms test cattle and bolster biosecurity efforts to halt the spread of the virus. According to the Department of Agriculture, dairy farmers will be compensated for the loss of milk production from infected cattle whose supply drops dramatically when they become sick. I'm Shelley Adler.
And this is SRN News. What happens when you die?
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, belief in any kind of afterlife is declining in the U.S. Nearly one in five adults think that when a person dies, they simply cease to exist. Older people are more likely to believe this, 25% versus 15% of young adults. However, the younger cohort is a lot more likely to think that when they die, they will be reincarnated and return to Earth, either as a different person or a different life form. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Florida, a ballot amendment would allow the legalization of all marijuana. About 60% of Florida voters in the 2022 elections favored legalizing the recreational use of pot, and among voters under 45, it was 76%. Still, it is unclear how important that issue is for younger voters compared with the others. This is SRN News. Well, a deadline is looming for millions of businesses.
Any businesses that accepted Visa and or MasterCard credit or debit cards in the U.S. between January 1st, 2004 and January 25th, 2019 may be eligible to receive part of a $5.5 billion settlement. Applicable owners whose businesses have closed can also submit a claim. The settlement stems from a 2005 lawsuit that alleged merchants paid excessive fees to accept Visa and MasterCard credit cards, and that Visa and MasterCard and their member banks violated antitrust laws. John Scott reported.
One of three teenagers charged with killing a 20-year-old woman while throwing large rocks at cars, pleading guilty to reduced charges on an agreement. Prosecutors say that requires him to cooperate in the prosecution of the other two teens. They've pled not guilty. More details at SRNnews.com.